From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Two more countries are joining the U.S. and Britain in warning of the possibility of a terrorist attack in Europe. Japan and Sweden are also putting their citizens on alert after learning that Al-Qaeda might be plotting strikes on vulnerable targets. But U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff says officials are still trying to determine specifics about potential targets.
What the authorities are wrestling with is they do have some information that there's a threat out there, and they feel an obligation to share that. At the same time, you don't want to alarm people, particularly in the absence of specifics.
Chertoff speaking on ABC. In the Colorado Rockies, firefighters are battling to contain an out-of-control blaze burning near the ski resort town of Winter Park. Kirk Sigler of member station KUNC says a fire is burning in forests ravaged by the mountain pine beetle, and that's posing an extra challenge for crews.
The fire is burning in dense forests west of the resort area of Winter Park, about an hour and a half's drive from Denver. Many trees in the area have been decimated by the mountain pine beetle, a tiny insect that's managed to kill millions of trees in Colorado's mountains. The dead and dying trees left in the beetle's path are creating kindling for major wildfires. So with cooler weather and calmer wind settling in, firefighters are hoping to get the upper hand on the blaze and keep it from spreading into mountain subdivisions. No homes are immediately threatened, but hundreds of people have been warned to prepare to evacuate. Hot, dry weather has persisted in Colorado into the fall, even at higher elevations. This is the third major blaze to spark in the past month. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Sigler in Denver.
The National Association of Realtors finds pending home sales went up 4.3% in August, a four-month high. The number of people who signed contracts rose in most of the country except the Northeast. But Daniel Carson reports that's still 20% below last year's pace, which economists say means the housing market is still limping along.
The home buyer tax credit brought close to 1 million additional buyers to the market, but that's bottomed out now. And cheap prices and low mortgage rates aren't luring more buyers. David Ressler, chief U.S. economist at Nomura Securities, says the good news is the housing sector is stabilizing, but it's going to be a long process.
If your house has lost 10-15% in value and you had a 90% mortgage a few years back, you're probably underwater in your mortgage. That means you're not going to be able to sell your current house and move into a different one very readily.
The inventory of some 4 million unsold homes is keeping a lid on prices. Yet first-time home buyers are staying on the sidelines because of the weak labor market. Economists say no one is going to plunk down huge sums of cash if they're worried about their jobs. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The government reports factory orders fell 0.5% in August, the third drop in the past 4 months. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 100 points at 10,733. This is NPR. President Obama is expected to announce a new program that links community colleges with the country's leading companies in a bid to improve people's job skills. The White House calls it Skills for America's Future. The administration believes the program will get more people trained for jobs at a time when unemployment is still near double digits. The former mayor of Moscow says he will start a new political movement to develop democracy in Russia. Yuri Lushkov was fired by Russia's president last week, and as Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow, his plans create the potential for further friction with the Kremlin.
Yuri Lushkov told the New Times Opposition Weekly that Russian society is governed by undemocratic laws, and he vowed to push for greater democracy. 2 days before he was dismissed, Lushkov quit the ruling United Russia Party, which he helped create, but he said his new movement would not be a political party. Critics of Lushkov are unlikely to see him as a champion of democracy. While he was in office, opposition groups were consistently denied permission to protest in downtown Moscow, although he did repeatedly call for a return to direct elections of regional leaders. It was the change in the law, introduced when Vladimir Putin was president, that allowed President Dmitry Medvedev to dismiss the mayor. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Iran's attempt to operate its first nuclear power plant is delayed. The country's nuclear chief says a small leak is to blame for the holdup at Bushehr, not a computer virus that recently showed up on the laptops of several plant employees. Iran's atomic activities include enriching uranium, which it says it needs for future power plants, but Western powers suspect Iran intends to develop nuclear weapons. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.